I don't like to think about the winter, 'cause I was half a mind of it all. Still I waited by my phone for you to call. Well, I was thinking straight from my liver. Jumped in the deep end of a pool filled with liquor. And I am not the evil that you make me out to be, 'cause you're the one in trouble, and that's a damn guarantee. How you gonna lie through your teeth? Think about that night almost every day of the week. You told me that you're sorry, but I know you don't mean it, 'cause you turn around and tell your friends and talk to me special. You say it didn't happen, but I know that it did. Made me feel like a sinner. The words that you speak just grow a little more thinner. I guess I'll just wait till the fall. Maybe by then I'll forget it all. How you gonna lie through your teeth? Think about that night every day of the week. Tell me that you're sorry, but I know you don't mean it, 'cause you turn around and tell your friends and talk to me special. Say it didn't happen, but I know that it did. You made me feel like a sinner. I don't like to think about the winter.
Hey, we're here talking with a group of folks all involved at the Glenwood Stock Teen Powered Musical Festival taking place at Glenwood Rec Center on July 20th. My name is Jem, or the Cool Cat.
My name is Katie.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Tabitha.
And my name's Kath Adams, and I'm part of the Glenwood Rec.
So, Kath Adams, as the sort of producer and idea holder for this event, can you give us a bit of a history as to what exactly sparked your interest in this and how you ended up getting this event into fruition?
Well, I work with a lot of teens in our valley for many years, giving them purpose and meaning and hope and just, you know, just creating this, like they have power, they have a voice. So I thought the Glen Woodstock would be a great art and music event for our teens in the valley. Our teens have so much talent. They have so much to give. And when we do this together, we just create a community. These teens will have the opportunity just to really show their talents. And the hopes and everything is to be able to bring everyone together and just to celebrate.
So what are your goals when you have everyone at your... at this Glen Woodstock event, what do you want people to come out thinking?
Number one goal is to have fun, right? We all like fun. And, you know, show these amazing talents of these musicians. We have artists creating posters. We have event planners, photographers, and it's all teens.
When I presented this idea to Missy, the event coordinator at the community center, and Christy Newton, the community center manager, they supported this idea. They said it was great. They were there. They were the team, and they said, "How can we help you? How can we help your vision? How can we make this reality?" And with that support, this is unfolding in beautiful ways. You know, we're going through some valleys and we're going up some steep mountains, But the most important thing here is the kids are involved.
So this is a great learning and life skill experience, especially, you know, for juniors that need a capstone project. And, you know, this just not, it's not like, hey, I'm going to draw something for the poster. It's learning. It's learning about the event and what would work in your drawings, creating something, how to market that, putting it on banners. You know, for the musicians, performing in front of a live audience, this event's open to the public. So everyone, you know, we hope everyone in the valley beyond to be at this event. So it's being able to get used to, you know, performing in front of a large crowd, the dancing, the games. Everything is originated by teens. Their thoughts, their ideas. And we put this big event together. But just the life skills you can gain from this, anywhere from event planning, marketing, social media, photography, art, the whole thing, the music, is just, the whole event's going to be powerful.
One more for you here. What was it like going to people and asking them to help you with this event? Like, did people kind of look at you funny? Or like, what's your idea?
Oh, people always look at me funny. No. Actually, I like it. I'm really social, and teens and people are my passion. I'll do anything for these teens. And I just want them to know that they do have talent. We're leaning on them. This is a generation that we're losing, and it's a generation I, myself and many other people would like to see grow. We have a great community here. So my passion and my love for these teens just goes beyond. There's no words to explain what it's like to ask somebody to be part of this event. And there will be no words when these kids come out just super stoked from what they've accomplished.
Yeah. Next on our list, thank you, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for this interview.
Anytime. Next up, we have Tabitha. She just graduated from Roaring Fork High School.
Thank you.
Katie, you want to ask her?
Sure. So what led you to want to be a part of this and create the poster for it? And, like, what is the meaning behind the poster? Like, what are the aspects of it that relate to the whole event itself?
Well, there was the expo, the career expo up at CMC, and as I was wandering around the expo, I met Kath at the expo, and she wanted us to, like, draw art to and put our emails down to see who would be interested, and I was contacted by this guy named Brian, who also works at the rec center in Glenwood. And so I started working on it, and then I got caught up in school, and so I kind of ghosted Brian for, like, about a month or two. And then after I graduated, I quickly finished the poster, and I sent it to him, and I realized that the due date was not in May, but it was in April. And so I was kind of worried that I wasn't going to be able to get my poster in the festival. But he emailed me back and was like, cool, make some edits. And so I did, and now I have the poster here. And I'm actually very proud of it, but I kind of don't know how I got the idea for it. I just wanted to make it look like Glenwood.
And what is your poster? Can you kind of paint us a picture?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a bird's eye view of looking towards South Canyon. In the lower right-hand corner, you kind of see the Glenwood Hotel and the hot springs. And I thought that was a good idea to put that in there because it's what people think about when they think about Glenwood, is they think about the hot springs or the hotel. And I also got the bridge in there because it's just like a key statement about Glenwood. And I have Glenwood stock kind of in a street graffiti art kind of font with like a little glow effect on it, kind of looking like a neon sign with a sunset in the background with some music notes. And
What medium did you use to create it?
I used Procreate, which is a software for people who want to make digital art. I used my iPad for this, and I think it's a very good software for people who want to get into digital art, and it's very easy to use. So that's what I used for the poster and what I used to make a lot of my digital art.
And what's it called again for people?
Procreate. And then there's also Pocket Procreate for people who want to use it on their phone.
Perfect. So going into your design, what was kind of the spark? Like, you probably had a lot of ideas, How did one just kind of pop into your head that really worked for you?
I'm not really sure. Most of my art kind of just comes to me, and then when I have an idea that I like, I kind of just zone in and make edits and fix things that I don't personally like. I just wanted to represent Glenwood, and that's, like, the main idea that I had in my head is, like, I wanted people to look at the poster and see Glenwood, and it worked, so, I mean, you know.
It did.
Thank you.
I've got plates for purple gas, about the only break I'd catch, but I am not the kind of man to blame the dealer on a losing hand. Have a lone star in my eye, darker the sky, the brighter it shines. From Jack Jackson and Baylor Twine, son of greater. If I weren't a flatland boy, I'd say I'd have a hill. A hill that I will die upon if the climb don't get me killed. There were such heights around here for a guy to lay his pride. Maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. If I past, tell me how's it that my horizon line static. Guess at least it's a sure bet. Was taught not to throw the first fist, but if you take a hit, finish that, son of a life having the upper hands a miss. The fighting chance is too stubborn to quit. If I weren't a flatland boy, I'd say I. Heights around here for a guy to lay his pride. Maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. If I weren't a flatland boy. Retired tires, a poor nine wire, a neighbor kid on the fence and pliers. Fargo that turns over fine. 40 below if you cuss it right. A sly thumb will rise sometimes. Bottle head with a pile of my sin. Get over the edge, you can't look ahead. Can't get there, it goes on forever. Oh, it just goes on forever. Keep your head down, it goes on. Got plates for purple gas. Well, I've got plates for purple gas.
Moving on, Tristan. So what got you into music and when did you first start playing?
So I started playing around a year and a half ago, and originally it was for a New Year's resolution. I tried playing guitar before that, but I have this thing called a TBI, and because of that, it helped me learn music. So I've been playing guitar and singing for about a year and a half.
That's impressive. You got some great music.
Thank you.
So we saw you, I saw you at least, I don't know if everyone did, at the family block party in Carbondale. I really liked your set. We saw you were in the Rock and Roll Academy. How influential was that program in getting you kickstarted into music and playing guitar and all that?
I would say it's super influential. I learned more about, like, rhythm and timing and just working with other people and playing with other people and performing in front of a live audience with a microphone.
That's great.
So where did you find out about Glenn Woodstock and what was your motivation?
My mom actually sent me a text about it, so I submitted a video. I just love to share my music with other people, even if they don't like it, but some people do. So my mom sent me an email of it. I submitted a video. I heard back from Kath that I was able to perform on it, and I'm super stoked.
Right on. So when you're writing a song, what kind of makes for a good song for you? Where do you draw from to get your music, which is really great?
I kind of just like throw all of my thoughts onto a piece of paper and then nitpick from that. Get some chords going and then try and get a melody from there and then figure out the rhyme scheme and all my verses and how I want to paint the image in the listener's head.
So lyrics last?
Lyrics last.
Nice one. So are you excited to be playing at Glenwood Woodstock?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm counting down the days. I think it's awesome that it's a bunch of teens getting together and performing for the people. I think it's going to be super powerful.
Of course. All right.
Tristan, I'm curious, who are your primary influences? Like, who do you listen to and who kind of got you interested in your current sound and your direction?
So I got really influenced to play guitar from Zach Bryan, and I just wanted to be able to play his songs. So I started with him. I also find a lot of inspiration from Tyler Childers and Charles Wesley Godwin.
So I want you to hear one common thing here with all this, with these questions and with this interview. The common thing that was creative, either through music, art, passion, ideas, is that we all wanted to have community come together. Our ideas were created with passion. They just came to us. Like the Glenn Woodstock, it came to me because I have this passion for teens. I have this passion for our youth. I have this passion for our community. And I believe in bringing everything together. You heard Tabitha with her words on her artwork. It just came to her. And sometimes things just come to us, and then we create. And that's when it becomes beautiful, just like Tristan. His words come to him. It's his passion. And then he creates. So sometimes when it comes from the heart, sometimes when it comes from meaning, hope, and purpose, it just blossoms. So everyone, come out to the Glenn Woodstock July 20th, which is a Saturday, from 5 to 8. Guaranteed great time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all so much, Kath. Tabitha.
Thank you.
Tristan.
Thank you.
You guys are all doing great things. And without further ado, mark it on your calendars. Glenn Woodstock happening on July 20th on the Glenwood Rec Center lawn, featuring live music from teen artists and bands, as well as the local group Whiskey Stomp. Whiskey Stomp rocks, by the way. Local food trucks and vendors, games and activities, and Daisy Up will be collecting audio commentary from the crowd if you want to be on the radio. Thanks for listening. This is KDNK Community Radio.
Hey, this is Brendan, the Community Outreach Coordinator here at ASYUP. Thank you for joining us in this roundtable conversation with some of the empowered teens who are leading the Glenn Woodstock Festival. Just a few days after we recorded that interview, I had the opportunity to sit down with Kath Adams, and the conversation that we were having kind of steered towards creativity, collaboration, and the power of community, and it felt very fitting to include in this piece in this podcast for you. So yeah, the following little audio bit is from that conversation. Enjoy.
You were saying that, you know, when you have a vision and something you want to create, that very often we have this ability of kind of talking ourselves out of that. And with the assistance of a team and support, it becomes a lot easier to actually bring it to fruition.
Oh, I totally agree. I feel like when we come up with our initial vision, we need to understand what it takes to get to where we want to be.
Sure.
And then we still continue to learn because there's many curves in that road. And, you know, things will be canceled out or things will happen or there's a reason for this or that. And at the end of the day, when you see this come live, it's beyond whatever plan you originated from.
Right. different. You can expect it to, you know, you can hold a vision for how you want something to unfold, but you have to hold that lightly. Because if you cling too hard to the specifics and the details of it, that can lead to a lot of disappointment. But as long as you continue to move forward and draw on the support that you have, most likely, more often than not, history has shown that the result is, you know, beyond what you ever imagined.
Yeah, you watch it grow.
Yeah.
You watch it grow. It's not your plan. You're working towards a plan. But I also believe when I have, or, you know, visions that I've come up with in the past, when I have that team, that positive team to support me, and also that team includes people that, you know, okay, this is a great idea, but did you ever think about that? So it's a huge learning experience, because that over there may be what you needed sure. to get to where you're going.
Yeah, it's the power of collaboration.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
And I feel that with our youth now, when they get that support, you know, from us, the adults, the older generation, it shows that we care. We care for this generation. And I think we need to show that more and more, that they do have a purpose. They do have a meaning in life. And, you know, just like I said before, what it takes to get to that point. Just like anything, like a professional athlete, you're in the gym before it opens and you're in the gym when it closes. That's the same thing in life.
Yeah.
It's that constant persistence. It's that listening to others, others that have that wisdom, that have been through that. And I just really feel like we really need to wrap our arms around our youth.
I think that's beautiful. And I agree. And we share the same vision. And empowering youth is what we're here to do. And it sounds like you're very much on the same page. And that's wonderful.
Exactly. And I like this connection. We're all in there for our youth. And we all care. Like I said, when we work together, it flourishes. It grows. It's beautiful things happen.
Yep. And just really giving space for the generation coming up to actually see and feel that their actions have impact. It's difficult to place value or to estimate how much value that really has for them.
Oh, yeah. And it's amazing how much you learned from them. Like
every day,
the teens that created the poster, I'm like, wow, their vision. Wow, this is really cool. This is coming to life, and you get super excited. And the teen bands that we have lined up, it's just their music, their voices, their feelings, the way they just dance with their instruments just blows me away. And this is going to be an exciting event. And, you know, it's a great way to celebrate community. So I hope everyone can come out July 20th, Front Lawn at the Community Center, Parks and Rec in Glenwood Springs.
Beautiful. I will be there. ASYEP will be there. And we hope to see your smiling faces as well. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Little leaf on by dust cloud, I'm telling you, babe. These things eat at your bones and drive your young mind. But when you place your head between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I miss you, I know. But I miss you in the morning when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. Myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I